This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. I am joined today by one and only Richard Beatty. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's good to be live on the air on the show.
I know. Well, as people know, you do our traffic reports, and today you're going to be doing them right here in the studio.
Live!
So, folks, and he'll be looking out the window, so you're only going to get the traffic that is southwest of us.
That's right. And the weather, too, that's southwest of us, which is actually looks a little dicey out there.
Looks a little cloudy. It does. Are you all ready for Thanksgiving?
I am. And you?
I mean, you do traffic reports. Do you only, you know, eat turkeys that were killed by cars?
No. I stopped the roadkill thing. I do use that for fuel, though. It's alternative fuel.
It's alternative fuel. Fuel, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, you are doing turkey, right?
Yeah, we're doing turkey.
Everybody does turkey.
We have to do turkey.
I love turkey.
Yeah, that's right.
I do. Okay, tell you what, we're going to do the impossible questions right away because we got to get right to a movie review. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, here we go. Yesterday's impossible question, Richard, take a shot at this. 52% of people say this is the worst part of the holidays. What is it?
It has to be really bad leftovers.
Really bad leftovers. You know what? I'll be honest. I actually like leftover turkey better than the day of.
I do.
Chop it up into the gravy. You put it over stuffing or whatever. It's great.
But do you wonder what that little gel is on that that turkey sometimes?
No.
Okay.
I try not to think such things. I also don't think about what's in a hot dog.
The main thing is don't think.
Don't think. Well, the answer is wrapping presents.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I hadn't really thought about that. 52% worst part of the holidays, wrapping presents. It is a lot of work, especially if you want to get it right.
Yes, unless that's your job. I mean, there's some places that hire people
where you do it all the time.
Although right now they can't hire people.
I know. Nobody hires people.
That's right.
Your presence will not be wrapped this year. I'm sorry, we have no people. Okay, today's impossible question, and we'll try and remind me, please. We'll answer this in the second hour.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want people waiting until Monday to get the answer. What is the average number of calories consumed per person on Thanksgiving?
I would say 2,500.
2,500. Okay. The choices are, and by the way, folks, if you have any ideas on this, impossible questions, you go to rushtoreason.com. That's rushtoreason.com. Also, if you just want to call in and say hi and talk about anything during the day, 303-477-5600 or 307-200-8222 for our text line. And I just want to let people know that the movies we're doing next hour, so you can start getting ready for that, are movies with families. So any movie that's got a family in it, that's it. That's
so, and it
a
could
very
be,
broad category.
It could be a dysfunctional family. It doesn't have to be a
I think dysfunctional
family.
Families make the best movies.
I do too, yeah.
So I really do. And we're going to be joined by Walt McLean for hour number two for movies. But once again, what are the average number of calories consumed per person on Thanksgiving? Here are the choices. 2,200, 10,000, 4,500, 100 million, babillion, jillion, whatever that is. That is the national debt. So, I mean, if you consume the numerical value of the national debt, then you're going to be pretty tubby.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I think that's, so there you go. 2,200, 10,000, 4,500, 100 million, bajillion, jillion, whatever. And let us know on rushtoreason.com. Let's go to a break here. Franktown Firearms. They love Thanksgiving there. They do. When supplies are tight, prices soar. But at Franktown, they keep prices as low as possible, even during the current gun buying surge. They don't want your money just right now. They want your business for life. So find Franktown at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Step out of your comfort zone and conquer your fears at the Franktown Firearms Tactical Fun Nights. All shooting levels welcome. For beginners, Tactical Fun Nights give you a chance to try before you buy, so you can learn which gun feels comfortable in your hand. You shouldn't necessarily listen to your friends or family when they try to give you their opinions about what kind of gun to buy. Decide for yourself. Unless you feel comfortable with your firearm, you probably won't practice like you should. Moving and shooting, rather than standing still, gives you a better opportunity to imagine how you'd respond in a real-world scenario. So you start to understand why you'd want a shotgun for home defense, but a pistol for concealed carry. Rental fees waived during Tactical Fun Nights. Ammo always in stock and available for purchase. Each Tactical Fun Night will pose a different scenario, so come back again and again. Sign up now at klzradio.com/Franktown, where students become friends.
Okay, Barber's Foods is up next. Folks, we all like to stock our freezers with meat, but how long does it last? Seriously, a couple months, it's freezer burned, right? I mean, it happens all the time, but not with Barber's. When you buy their air-chilled chicken, top-of-the-line steaks, or any other meats, they're vacuum-sealed to keep them ready far longer. So enjoy them anytime you want. Call Barber's at 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
This is Greg Bloom, the owner at Barber's Foods. I want to personally thank each and every one of you sincerely for the meat that you ordered from us this year. We had a great year, and we really appreciate your business. Now, you've likely noticed that we've rebranded our online store to RanchFreshMeats.com. We did this for several reasons, but one of the primary reasons was to make it easier for you to remember our company name when you tell your family and friends during the holidays where you get great quality local meats. From a Colorado-owned company that knows the origin of all of the meats that we source from family farms. For the coming holidays, we've got some great gift boxes ready. Get your Christmas shopping done early and order now. RanchFreshMeats.com. You can spell it with an S or with a Z at the end, but get to RanchFreshMeats.com.
Okay, Flesh and Beck is up next with today's complex, and I mean really complex, legal system. It's awful, isn't it?
It is.
It's just a hornet's nest. Every case, even a small one, is like a journey. You got to keep track of all these documents from this insurance company, that doctor, this police report. It's overwhelming. Kevin Flesh's team makes it all seem easy. Call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com. Trial tested, trial ready, Flesh and Beck.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
Gino's Auto. You know, if you've moved to the west side of Denver metro area, you're going to need honest, reliable service. You're going to need a good place to get your car taken care of. Well, don't take chances. Call Gino's. That's Gino's with a J. And you'll see why they have endless positive reviews. Call Gino's at 303-794-6700, or you can see all those endless positive reviews at ginosautoservice.com.
This month at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Geno's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Geno's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Geno's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Geno's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason. Dead for this afternoon, Rush. KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. I am joined by Richard Beatty. Richard, how's the traffic looking? I know it's not time yet.
Well, I'll tell you.
You're looking out here.
Everything in town is looking pretty good for a Wednesday, but it is a Wednesday before a holiday, so we got that. Now, down south, there's a big wreck on Toma Road down by
Way down there. Toward Colorado Springs.
Yeah, on my way home.
But for the most part, really.
Yeah.
Is that where you live in the Springs?
I live in the Springs, yeah.
Do they have Thanksgiving down there? Or is that a whole different culture?
Yeah, actually, well, you know, you've had a couple of folks from Monument. You know they shoot turkeys.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Okay. Are you ready for a movie?
And they don't wear masks.
They don't. Well, and nor do the turkeys.
No.
We don't allow it all around. We just want good, clean Thanksgiving fun. Okay. Folks, we got a movie, and it is the latest Disney cartoon. Are you excited about this one?
I am.
I love Disney cartoons. This is the 60th animated Disney film. But is it a joy to see? Is it fun to watch? Let's find out with Encanto.
Many years ago, this candle blessed our family with a miracle. Our house, our casita, came to life with magic.
Hola, casita.
Boys! Drawers! Let's go! In time, every member of our family,
Cecilia, up top,
was given their own magical gift.
I understand you.
I'm not super strong like Luisa.
The donkey's gone out again.
On it! Or effortlessly perfect like Señorita Perfecta Isabella. But Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift?
You're just as special as anyone else in this family.
You just healed my hand with an arepa con queso.
Casita?
What's going on?
The magic is in danger.
We gotta get out of here!
We must protect our home. We must protect our family.
This is my chance. I will save the magic. Wait, how do I save the magic?
How does she save the magic?
How does she save the magic?
I don't know. Okay. The Madrigals. They are the main family for their village. It's a town that's hidden in the mountains. But the question is, why is it hidden? Because a couple generations ago, some terrible marauders came along, we don't know who, and they attacked these people and would have destroyed them. But Richard, a miracle happened, which is kind of neat. That happens a lot in the cartoons.
What is it?
Well, a candle became magical. And this magic created a beautiful new home for the Madrigal family while shielding the village in a series of mountains. Beautiful setting. Well, each Madrigal, when they came of age, suddenly received a magic gift. They would be able to open a magic door and find out what their magic gift is, which is pretty cool. One sister is super strong like Superman. Another is perfect and creates flowers. Mom, she heals people with cooking. One brother changes instantly to look like other people, which is kind of funny at times, you know, sight gag now and then. While another brother can talk to animals. And there are more. There are many more talents. So you've got this big growing family, and they got talent after gift after gift after gift. Superpowers. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. But then there's Miranda. She came of age but received no powers. There's one other black sheep, by the way, as well, Miranda's uncle Bruno, but he disappeared years ago. So right now, the only one you have is Miranda. Now, Bruno did have powers. He is able to see great visions, but he's not around anymore. And so you've got Miranda there as the only one in the family who's come of age who doesn't have powers. Well, all seems okay until the casita, their home, starts cracking and breaking. Richard, the magic is ending. Hmm. It's terrible. Miranda realizes she must find out what's wrong with the magic. Only she can save the magical family and with it, the village. Why not the others? Because nobody else can figure it out. So Miranda looks for clues and finds a long-lost family member and some answers. But can Miranda find out the whole truth in time to save the magic and her family? So that's the story of Encanto. What do you think?
I like it. I'm wondering if the family member that she finds is in construction.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they need, family member. Okay, boys, back it up. Good. No, I'm afraid not. Okay, here's what works in this film. And folks, I know a lot of people are looking forward to this. We haven't had a really good Disney cartoon in a while. It's getting big reviews. And the first thing that works, of course, it's beautiful to look at. Now, you expect that.
You hope, I mean.
With all Disney cartoons, especially today, they're incredible to look at. Each one is just a visual joy. And this one is too. It's just, I mean, the screen almost consumes your eyes.
Yes.
All right. The next one, Bruno, Uncle Bruno, played by John Leguizamo.
You do pretty good.
I always have a hard time with his name, Leguizamo. He's an excellent character. He completely woke up the crowd that was in the theater. The guy is funny. And the second he came on the screen, kids were just laughing all over the auditorium. And by the way, let's keep in mind here, this movie isn't for us. It's for them.
For the kids.
Right. Yeah. You hope it's a fun movie too, like Tangled or something that we can enjoy too while we bring the kids to it. But this is for them. And the kids were laughing their tails off at Bruno. Miranda, the star, is a likable leading lady with good facial expressions. And of course, she has this beautiful singing voice. They all do.
Yeah.
A lot of great voices. The casita was interesting and fairly funny, you see, because it's alive. Their home is alive. And so you've got, you know, shutters moving back and forth, like waving to you, and all kinds of, you know, tiles going up and down. The thing is alive and it moves around. It reminded me a lot of the water in Moana.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember how the water was actually one of the funniest characters?
Right.
And that's true of the house here, too. So the casita is very cool. The brother who talks to animals, he had a couple very funny moments. Because he's talking to the animals, and they relay some things that you wouldn't expect. So that's pretty funny. And finally, I think the best thing about the movie is that it has a very good message. Enjoy your gifts, but don't define us by them. We're special just as we are.
Great.
You know, and that's really important because in this movie, you're looking at superhero talents. But in most families, you know, you got the real pretty one. You got the really athletic one, the really brilliant one, the really this, the really funny one, the really that, you know. What about the kid who either doesn't have those kinds of socially pleasing gifts or maybe just hasn't discovered her gifts yet?
Right.
And I think that's true of a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of kids, when they go to see Encanto, they're really going to relate to Miranda because of that.
Yeah, it sounds like a great film. Sounds like one I would take my grandson eventually to.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, now we got to get to the downside. What doesn't work?
What doesn't work?
Right.
Andy.
Well, first of all, terrible pacing through the first third. And I mean terrible. The story was going nowhere. Also some slow spots later. This movie, which is only I think about an hour 40 something. I don't know. It's not very long. It was still 20 minutes too long. This is really surprising. A badly written story. The characters are bland. The humor is pretty weak outside of Bruno and a couple moments with the kid who can talk to animals and so forth. The humor, this came way short of a number of big-time Disney movies that have a lot of really good humor.
Right.
It had some moments, but not enough. You have some unexplained key points. Why did the candle become magic? No idea. How did hugging someone fix anything? I know you don't know what I mean, but that's important in part of the movie, and you have no idea why. Why did Grandma become demanding? Why'd she become such a demanding person? We don't know. We don't understand a lot of it. The music was substandard for Disney. I was really disappointed in a lot of the music. Especially, you know, in each one of these Disney films, you have the one big song.
Right.
Right? The Let It Go kind of thing. The I Can Go the Distance from Hercules or whatever. They have their one key song. Her key song, Miranda's, might have been the most boring, weakest key song. Remember Part of Your World from Little Mermaid? Yeah. This might have been the weakest key song I've ever seen in a Disney cartoon.
Really? And you would think with a family by the name of Madrigal,
yes,
that the music was going to be great.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't. In my opinion, it wasn't. I thought a lot of the songs sounded very similar. Now, each of the songs has a catchy theme here or there, right?
Yeah.
But you don't have these great pieces. Like The Little Mermaid, you had, you know, Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Poor Unfortunate Souls, Kiss the Girl.
It was every song.
Right. Yeah. Just great song after great song. And you have a lot of that, like Entangled, you have so many great songs. This one, not one single song really grabbed me. There were a few that I found were toe tappers and interesting. Mm-hmm. But overall, this was, you know, Coco had magnificent music.
Right.
This was some of the weakest music I've ever heard. There was no villain.
No villain.
There's no villain in this movie. There's no opposition, which is really weird. So not much tension that really mattered throughout the movie. I mean, you're worried about the house and the family.
Maybe the house was the villain.
It was not. It wasn't. So, but maybe that would have helped. I don't know.
Yeah.
This movie was formulaic. Folks, can a Hispanic cartoon please be about something other than family? Just once. I mean, that's a great topic, but they've kind of done it to death. Right. With, you know, Coco literally to death and, you know, and several others. It's kind of like, you know, guys, we can do more than this. Right. How about we make it about Miranda? Just Miranda, you know, and going on a journey and some quest or something. Do something more with it. And honestly, it was just kind of a retread. You have a romance in the movie that is totally rushed. They should have made the girl a more major character. They didn't.
Hmm.
And I was really... I got to be honest, for me, this movie was 1.5 stars. I liked parts of it. It was beautiful to look at. I was bored. I wanted it to end. I was begging God for it to end after a while. I really was. Huh. Now, the second half of the movie is much better, and that's what sticks with you.
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. The poignant moments, the moments where we, you know, it grips our heart and people come like that. That's good. But sometimes a lot of the songs feel like they were just shoved in there because they felt they needed to put another song there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you could have said a couple words and kind of moved us along.
Right.
This movie dragged terribly early on. And kids don't care. Now, keep in mind, kids, all they want are big sights and sight gags and funny animals that fall over. They don't care.
Right.
But the adults who are there, when they get to see a movie like Tangled, and really enjoy the dialogue, mm-hmm, and really enjoy the humor and the music and so forth and be swept up in it. That's neat for the adults when they can watch Beauty and the Beast, when they can watch Aladdin.
Right.
And see something that's really good. This one, in my opinion, didn't feel that good. Now, once it kicked in and Bruno came in, the kids woke up in the audience and they really started laughing. There had been a funny moment or two before them, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at movies like this, and I mainly review them for the kids. So, here we go. Rotten Tomatoes was 94%. 94.
Wow.
Staggering. I'm going to give it 2.5 stars, to be kind. Because I do think that it's much better for the kids than it is for me. And I think there are people who are just going to enjoy the culture of it. Okay, I needed more. Political, 3. It was right down the middle. It didn't say anything political. I like that. More religious, I'm going to go a notch higher, 4.
Wow.
Because, I love the message. And I loved what the message says for people because everybody wants to be the next Michael Jordan.
Right.
How about being the next you?
Right. That's good. And I like that because, you know, gifts, yes, I could see that being a moral and value piece of your review there, and so
right,
that's where that is.
Well, I think it really comes from the whole idea that kids, let's face it, on the playground they can be cruel, and kids judge each other by how you, and let's face it, adults do too, of course.
Yes,
but with kids, it's like they have no restraint in judging. There's no restraint, and they can be very hard if you are not pretty, athletic, funny, this, that, smart, brilliant, whatever. If you don't have it yet, they can be hard on you. And I think this movie really teaches them a good lesson. So, Encanto, do I recommend it? Yeah, sort of. I think it's okay for the kids. I think parents, hang on till the second half. It does get quite a bit better. But that first half, I don't know, eat a lot more chocolate. Do something to get through it. And there you have Encanto. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
After the break, let's see here. We should be talking to Dr. Ben Galliard and talking a little bit about how to eat at Thanksgiving and also how to build up our immune system. That's what I'm hoping for. But in the meantime, greminders.com. You already have your own online calendar. A lot of us do, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have our own online calendar. Things like G Suite, Google Calendar, Outlook. And G Reminders doesn't replace that, which is good. But how many programs work with G Reminders? Well, here's the good news, about 90%. So to have other people show up on your schedule and be ready for you, find G Reminders on rushtoreason.com.
No more no-shows. Imagine a world where every time you make an appointment, your client actually shows up on time. G Reminders will send out customizable automated reminders before every meeting, so no one forgets again. You decide what the reminders will say. G Reminders will take care of the rest. With competitive pricing, affordable for even the smallest businesses, G Reminders will pay for itself by eliminating wasted time and money. KLZ listeners receive 10% off the first year at greminders.com/KLZ. Sign up now to stop the no-shows.
All right, Michael Bailey Law. He is the Rush to Reason mobile estate planner, which means he will meet you anywhere you want or just over the phone. Why? Because Michael makes it easy. Just let him know what you need, and he'll ask all the right questions to make that happen. 720-730-7274, or you can find Michael at klzradio.com.
Consider two women. Alice has never given much thought to what would happen in a medical crisis. Jane has an estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. On the same day, both of them are rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Alice's family doesn't know what to do, so they start fighting about who will decide. Jane's family turns to her oldest daughter, to whom Jane has already granted power of attorney. Make your choice at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, extreme auto repair. Folks, if we don't keep up the maintenance on our car, the value will drop too quickly. That's why Extreme Auto is like a financial advisor for your car. They know what maintenance pays off, holds that value, and keeps you safer behind the wheel. So call Extreme at 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com.
Extreme Auto Repair protects you. This is not the year to wait until the last minute for repairs, because everything's backed up. You try to get your vehicle in for maintenance the day before a snowstorm, you may be out of luck. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker wants to help you maintain your vehicle before winter. So right now, they're not raising prices. Their leadership team has committed to a temporary pricing freeze to protect their customers. Thanks to their remarkable diligence, the team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker has managed to keep turnaround times relatively short. They're spending big chunks of their day, every day, calling distributors around the country to hunt down parts for their customers. Just one of the reasons we're proud to promote them on KLZ. Now, to help you get ready for winter, they're committing to a pricing freeze so you can afford to maintain your vehicle. Call them now, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. You end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Happy Thanksgiving week. On the next Kim Munson Show, Lincoln expert and co-chair of the Lincoln Forum, Harold Holzer, shares his thoughts regarding Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day Proclamation in 1863. At that time, America was in the throes of the Civil War, battling over slavery and to keep the Union together. Harold notes a little-known fact about Lincoln's childhood that you'll find thought-provoking and fascinating. Longtime show sponsor and award-winning realtor Karen Levine expresses her perspective on gratitude in 2021 America. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Coffee, community, and compassion. The place to be where every cup counts. Kunjani World Coffee House in Parker, a proud sponsor of The Kim Munson Show. Located at the northwest corner of Lincoln and Jordan Road.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, together with Richard Beatty. And on the line right now, we are blessed to have Dr. Ben Galliard of the Functional Medicine Centers of Fort Collins and soon to be Denver. Dr. Ben, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, really quick here, I got to ask, how was the hunting trip? I mean, do you have a freezer? Oh. Do you have a freezer full of meat or starving boys blaming dad?
Yeah, so it's a little embarrassing almost. up in Wyoming, the county we went to has the highest whitetail population in the whole state. And my two boys, 15 and 17, they shot 7 deer in 2 days.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I'm almost a little embarrassed to say it, but we will have meat for the rest of the year, so we're very blessed.
Okay, folks, you all heard that. Dinner's at Dr. Ben's. And by the way, folks, if you have any questions on health, and I mean anything, this guy's an encyclopedia, give us a call at 303-477-5600. He loves answering questions right on the fly. And one last thing, Dr. Ben, before we get into it, I want people to know that they can contact Functional Medicine Centers at 970-282-1173 or go to fmcenters.com. Now, Dr. Ben, we have just had a number of counties put in mask orders, and I don't want to get into that so much, but the idea is that they're going to protect you from COVID or protect you from the flu. I don't think that effective. Maybe you do. Doesn't matter. What I want to ask you is, what can we do with our immune systems to really boost them so that we're safe regardless of what we do?
Absolutely. And this is, it's the frustrating part of this whole almost 2 years now of this, pandemic, endemic, whatever we're in at this point. And the frustrating part is that, I'll be in Costco or different stores and it says, stand 6 feet apart. We want to keep you safe, or keep your neighbors healthy by keeping your mask on. And I'm like, there's nothing I can do to keep somebody else healthy. There's nothing you can do to keep me healthy either. Health is an absolute different thing and different thought process than can we keep somebody from potentially getting an infection. But unfortunately, it's not that effective. There's even now I was reading an article this morning that Israel, their boosters, they're setting it at 5 months that they have to get a booster now. It's not even the 6 months like we were thinking, but it's even at 5 months. And so the science, quote unquote science, is going to keep changing. We see this all the time. Fully vaccinated is now going to be a different term. It's going to mean that you've had your booster within 6 months. Dr. Fauci was just talking about that. So the targets keep moving. But what doesn't keep moving is your body and what you need to do to keep your body as healthy as possible. And like you were saying, does it really need to be a boosted immune system, or does your immune system just need to be working optimally to be able to fight off what it's exposed to? And I'm going to go towards, yes, I'm going to give you a few tips to boost your immune system, but ultimately you've got to be revving it up at the right time and turning it down at the right time. And that's how you're going to prevent different infections, but also fight them off as well. So you ready to get into a couple of the thoughts?
Absolutely. But wait a minute, you said rev up your immune system, but also turn it down?
Absolutely. And so a lot of people think, oh, it's just, did you ever play Risk?
I love that game. Loved it.
Did you ever teach kids how to play?
I don't know. It's too violent. But, all these people worry today about kids playing, Call of Duty and these violent games on their screens, and they don't understand. Have them play Risk, and you'll see them get really mean.
Attacked. Well, so here's what happens when you have a kid play Risk is they, as many little guys as they have on that board, they're going to keep rolling the dice, and spread them out as thin and as far as they possibly can. And then what happens? The next person gets the dice and they go and take over all their guys.
Right. They wipe right through them.
And so that's what can happen with the immune system, is that it can get, one, so revved up and so worn out that the immune system can't keep up with what it needs to be doing. And then number two, it can ultimately turn on an autoimmune disease, which, remind me, we're going to get back to a study I was just talking about later, but it can rev up and keep going, and ultimately start attacking its own tissue. And that's autoimmune, third leading cause of the death in U.S. when you lump all of those together. So, we've got to have the immune system turning up and turning down at the right time. So here's some things that you can do to ultimately boost that immune system. So let's say everybody's sneezing around you at work or school or whatever it is, and coughing, or, oh, I got this cold or flu or COVID or whatever's going around, a couple simple things you can do that we've had patients do for years. And again, I'm not giving medical advice, and if you are interested, you'll check with your doctor or anything else, but these are just things we have done. So one of the basic ones is with vitamin D. You've all heard studies on vitamin D and COVID and just supporting that immune system. We give patients 50,000 IU of vitamin D daily for 3 days at onset of any type of cold or flu.
Really? 50,000? Oh my goodness. Because I take those little 5,000 IU ones.
Yeah, and that's great. But what I encourage everybody to do is to get your vitamin D tested. And optimal range for an optimally healthy person is 60 to 80. People always ask, I've got live Q&A on our Facebook page, and people always ask, how much should I take? Should I take 5,000 or 10,000 or whatever it is? And if somebody's at 45, they don't need 10,000. But if somebody's at 20, then they absolutely need 10,000. So it really depends where they're at. But
and you guys can test that at Functional Medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's included in every one of our blood work panels that we run.
Okay.
And so when we do that, it's a huge immune system boost, basically. It's going to support that immune system, give it the ability to rev up like it's supposed to, not get overdone, but really do what it needs to do. So that vitamin D, 50,000 a day for 3 days, and that's a huge, huge boost for that immune system. A lot of people will also keep some vitamin C, some zinc, and some different nutrients like that on hand that can be really helpful to help nourish and support that immune system, even in that short-term need.
Okay, what about things like echinacea?
You know, echinacea is okay. Echinacea, you don't want to take long-term. No. So if you're doing it for 2 to 4 weeks, that's fine. But long-term, month after month, it can actually have some detrimental effects.
Because your body just adjusts to it.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Keep going. What else can we do?
Yeah.
I mean, what do we do? Let's go the other way, Dr. Ben. What do we do to wreck our immune systems?
Yeah.
Because everybody seems to think that, you know, it's just if you don't get the vax or mask, that's how you're wrecking your immune system. I'm looking around at America and I'm thinking, I'm seeing a lot of bad immune systems already.
Absolutely. So, it's going to be the same thought. So, what I was saying earlier about nourishing that immune system and getting it to be able to handle anything that comes at it, it's a two sides of the coin here. One that damages is also going to be the opposite that's going to be able to nourish that immune system. So if you think about it, if you're in college and you're taking your finals and getting run down and staying up late and all that, and then after finals, you get sick. And that sleep is a huge, huge part of that. If somebody is not getting that good quality sleep, their immune system is not going to be working like it should.
Now, why is that? What happens when you don't get enough sleep? How does that wreck your immune system?
Yeah, so sleep is going to be where we're rebuilding and repairing many different types of cells in the body, and some of those are immune cells as well. And
okay.
So if we're not getting that repair going on, that immune system just is not going to have the oomph behind it to rev up when it needs to and deal with whatever pathogen is coming into the body. So then on the other side of that coin, you've got getting good quality sleep and going to bed. I really like people to get to sleep before 11 o'clock at night. That's when the gallbladder is most active, and a lot of people aren't breaking down their fats and different things if the gallbladder isn't working. And so if you're going to sleep after 11, That's going to be a major problem. Really most people need that 7 to 8 hours of sleep, especially, you know, if you're getting a good quality sleep, that's going to be enough. But there's some basic things that you can do before bed. You can turn your lights down. So we have dimmers, or we just turn them off and have some gentle lights. Reddish orangish lights is really helpful. It's kind of like, do you ever sit around a campfire for 2 hours?
Yeah.
And you start getting what? A little bit tired, right?
Yeah, I fall in. It's really bad.
Yeah.
I get too comfortable.
And so what happens is we get that our brains are wired to start calming down with that reddish orangish light. So you've got sunsets, you've got lanterns and candles and fires and all of that. And I look back, we lived in Dallas for a while, and you can't go camping in the summer, at least overnight camping in Dallas and Texas. So we would go January, February, March were really nice times to go, but sun's going down at 5:30 at night. And so you'd sit by that campfire, and by 7:30, you're like, man, I am tired, ready for bed, and you'd sleep for like 12 hours because going to bed at 7 o'clock. So that reddish orangish light is really good to calm down that brain.
So doctor, this is Richard Beatty. I had a question on that. Do we, so is it a gradual thing? So you have a little bit of time of rest before you do get tired and you turn down, maybe you put on some music and you just kind of wrap your day up in that way. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I call it sleep hygiene. And if you think about sleep hygiene, it's like, what are the things you're doing to prepare yourself for that sleep state? So if somebody's sitting there and they're watching, you know, some type of drama on TV or a movie or whatever, and then they go brush their teeth and all the lights are on real bright, and then they turn them all off, go lie down in bed, and like, I lied there for 30 minutes and couldn't get to sleep. I'm like, I wonder why. So let's say bedtime is 10 o'clock. So by 9 o'clock, turn off all your devices. I put mine on airplane mode and start turning the lights down low. I've got one of those massage guns, if you've seen those. They're pretty cool things. That's a great Christmas present if you guys are looking at anything for loved ones. Basically, you can beat up any part of your body that needs some work. I'll do that. You can use lavender. You can do a salt bath. Just a lot of those calming things that are going to bring the brain into a state to be able to get actually into a good quality sleep. Because here's the deal. Even if you're passing out, if you're on your phone and then you get so tired and then you close your eyes and you fall asleep, you're still not getting into a good quality sleep state. Even if you were right on a device right before going to sleep, you're not going to get into that quality state.
You know, a lot of us don't think about how all the lights and sounds that we have in those last 20 minutes is keeping us up. I'm thinking maybe I'm going to force my wife to sing softly to me for the last 20 minutes until I fall asleep. Do you think that'll fly, or think maybe I'm pushing too hard?
Did you ever read Little House on the Prairie books? Maybe you didn't.
I love the show. The little kid. I like to run down the side of a hill and go sprawling every now and then myself.
The books are a lot better. I know what you're talking about.
Actually, my wife reads the books. Go ahead.
Almost every chapter ends with Laura and the girls lying in bed and Pa sitting there with his fiddle and playing a song. And, you know, they fall off to sleep and they're sitting around. They've got the fireplace going. And, you know, in the winter, you know, they were in the middle of Kansas, South Dakota, these places. And it was 5 o'clock and it was pitch dark and they didn't have much wood to be burning or anything else. So, you know, that fire might go for an hour and then everybody just kind of bundles up and goes to bed. But, you know, that music and that kind of calming down, think about, you know, what they would be doing 150 years ago.
Well, they weren't binge watching Star Trek like me. So I think they probably slept better. Hey, Dr. Ben, can we hold you over the break? Because I want to come back and spend just a few minutes talking about all that eating we're going to do tomorrow and how we're going to destroy ourselves for the entire rest of the year. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll be right back. First up is Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Guys, today's home loans aren't one size fits all. Number of years, the terms, rates, everything's flexible. And you need someone who knows the industry inside out. That's Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. To get a loan that fits your needs, call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Golden Eagle Financial. You know, a lot of us find purpose in our jobs, but what about finding purpose in our retirement? Well, that's a lot easier to do when Al Smith from Golden Eagle helps plan how we save our money and then use it to its fullest potential. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
My solar backup. One big problem with most electrical power is that it's stuck at home. So every time you go on a trip or camping or you want to get away, you're roughing it. Well, folks, I'm not into roughing it. My solar backup is more than just emergency home use. You can bring it with you. It's so cool. Find my solar backup at rushtoreason.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power, and MySolarBackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Happy employees make happy customers, and when investing in your heating and air, you want to be a very happy customer. So call Absolute, where technicians love their jobs and they serve you the way their company serves them, like family. That's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air at 720-526-0231, or you can find them at klzradio.com.
Make your life more convenient. You just found out that in order to install a new appliance in your home, you need a new electrical panel. Your current panel isn't safe or energy efficient, so it can't support the additional load. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air makes an inconvenient situation simpler. The live chat feature at AbsoluteFix.com stays active 24/7, 365, so you can schedule your estimate with a real human being at midnight on a Saturday. You get a two-hour time window for your appointment, so you don't need to wait around all day for a technician to arrive. 30 minutes before your appointment, you get a text message with a photo and a bio of your technician so you know who's coming into your home. Then, 15 minutes after they leave, you get a phone call asking how they could have provided an even better experience. Make your life easier. Schedule an estimate with Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air at AbsoluteFix.com.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical, Heating, and Air.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Richard Beatty. On the line right now, we have Dr. Ben Galliard. Really quick, Dr. Ben, I want to let people know how to find you. The phone number is 970-282-1173, or from Functional Medicine Centers, they can go to fmcenters.com. And also, two other things. Dr. Ben, I interview you every Thursday right here on KLZ at 1230. So we have a show every week at 1230 on KLZ. And finally, F8 Well Centers of Colorado and Tennessee. It is the best Facebook page I have ever seen. Just tons of information. That was a mouthful.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, we, like you were saying earlier about the questions, we always do a live Q&A. It's usually Thursday morning, but we did this morning. But it's always fun. You know, you never know what you're going to get from somebody asking questions, and a couple of them, you know, you got to kind of roll with it, but otherwise, yeah, it's pretty fun to be able to help people out and give them some suggestions and answers to what they've got going on.
Dr. Ben, I'm going to be honest, I love the videos, and sometimes I'm going to be honest, some of these videos bore me on some Facebook pages. They do. On yours, they're cool. I just enjoy them. I put them on while I'm getting ready in the morning, and I just learn. Okay, we got just under 3 minutes to go. Guide us in how not to wreck ourselves with Thanksgiving, or maybe how to recover from wrecking ourselves.
Yeah, so you know, here's the simplest thing that you can do. Unfortunately, most of the old standbys, the green bean casserole, the sweet potato, you know, whatever that goopy stuff they make out of the sweet potatoes is, any of those things, they're going to be high in carbohydrates, high in starch.
Right.
They're going to make your blood sugar go up. So simplest thing that you can do is look at that turkey and go, okay, I'm going to eat turkey, slather on butter if you want to put butter on, whatever you want to put on there, and then go with whatever vegetables are on the table. So if that's a salad, if that's Brussels sprouts, you know, and everybody loves roasted Brussels sprouts and bacon, you know, bring some of that. And just keep it simple that way. You don't have to have stuffing and pie and all the other things, because remember, what makes you tired, what makes you inflamed, what causes all this damage in the body is those carbohydrates, those potato and stuffing and all those, you know, traditional things that we see. And that's one of the main reasons why people go pass out watching the Cowboys play, is because their blood sugar just hit 180 and they're in it's not turkey coma, it's blood sugar coma.
Yeah, but they pass out watching the Lions play for other reasons.
Yes.
They really do. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know if you can call that playing.
Yeah, I don't know either, you know. I have seen this so many times, Dr. Ben. People load up their plates for Thanksgiving, and there's a little turkey and then tons of stuffing, tons of potatoes, tons of the bean casserole, and they have all this huge stuff, and they go, just some turkey. And I'm thinking, okay, how about we get a lot more turkey and more veggies, and we'll go a little lighter on those carbs.
Yep, exactly. And that's, you know, people always ask, what should I eat? And there is no magic diet. In my blood sugar book I wrote, you can get that on Amazon. There's no diet, there's no menu, no meal plan. It's really about what is best for your body. But even if you aren't checking your blood sugar, even if you aren't doing the things that we recommend, you know, just keep it simple. More proteins, more good fats, lots of vegetables, a few fruits here and there, but keep the starches, keep the carbs to a minimum, and you're going to see a significant change. One last tip, do not drink your calories. So no matter what you're putting in your mouth with liquid, no calories in that. And you know, some people, they'll lose 10 pounds in a month just by changing what they're drinking.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Ben Galliard of Functional Medicine Centers in Fort Collins. Folks, that's it for hour number one. And hour number two, we're going to be joined by Walt McLean for Movies with Families. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.